Mayor Joey Spellberg in the studio this morning. Welcome.
Chris, good morning. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing well. Good. With the sun shining, how can you not be, right?
I know. Isn't it great? I mean, it is. Oh, what a change.
So nice to see.
I feel like spring's around the corner. February 1st is coming up this week, right?
Come on, groundhog.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a regular city council meeting here to wrap up the month. Tomorrow, obviously, 31st is the last day, but public comment, since this is the very last meeting, that'll start at 6:30, right?
Yes, correct. So 6:30 to 7, any member of the public will be able to speak on any item that's not on the agenda. So starts at 6:30, last until 7, then we'll go into our regular meeting.
Okay. And service awards in your comments?
Yeah, you know, we have four this month for January. Nick Morris, 20 years of service. Nick is a fire captain in the fire department, so 20 years for Nick. Tony Gartner, 15 years of service. Tony's a police officer. John Mullen, 5 years of service. John is a library assistant, one with the city. And then John Dowdy, 15 years of service. And John is a water and sewer service worker. So thank those four individuals.
So I want to know, is that the John Mullen that I know?
Probably.
Went to Bergen and was a runner?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if he still runs, because he was a heck of a runner.
You're right.
Yeah. appointments. You have, what, five different appointments coming up
tonight? Yeah, we do. And there's some new folks. Item three is we'll approve Vic Rader to the Airport Advisory Board. And then Christina Meyer to the Citizens Advisory Review Committee, Sean Custard to the Local Option Review Team, and then reappoint Dan Moran and appoint Anna O'Reilly to the Parks and Recreation Board. And then finally will be the appointment of the city treasurer as Jennifer Knabb, who has been our new finance director now for a couple of months.
Yeah, so. Good deal. Public hearings, there's just one item on the agenda. That is a resolution for a Class Z liquor license application. I've never heard of a Class Z liquor license, but Patriarch Distillers.
Yeah, this is a new kind of liquor license. It's a micro distillery warehouse only. So they'll just be warehousing. Kind of, Class Z, first time for me too. So.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting.
All right, looks like quite a few items on the consent agenda. Item 12 is a resolution recommending approval of a new liquor license manager for Regina A. Lasovich of Big Red Kino.
Yeah, so item 12 and 13 will be approving the new manager for the Big Red Restaurant and Sports Bar, and then the number 13 is a change of ownership.
Okay.
So that's from Casey's LLC to 2020-15 LLC, which is Nathan and Melissa Krackemeyer.
Anytime there's that kind of a change, you have to go through that process, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Item 14 is Resolution 2024 number 20, awarding a bid for emergency auditorium sewer lining project to American Rooter Plumbing.
Yeah, so we had the line scoped at the auditorium and found some cracks and debris in the sewer line. So we are going to be lining that, and this would be in the amount of $63,875 to American Rooter Plumbing. So,
okay, items 15 and 16 are asking or motions to approve a request of a FFA waiver reduction for the use of Christensen Field for the district FFA contest, and 16 is same kind of a deal for use of Christensen Field for post-prom by Fremont and Bergen Schools.
Yeah, so the Parks Board met. They approved the two fee waivers for, again, this would be the FFA and then post-prom. They will both still have to pay for the cleaning fee, but this would just be the additional fee on top of that will be waived.
Okay. So. Item 17 is Resolution 2024-21, authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with OCLC for interlibrary loan services.
Yeah, so this agreement is for, we offer materials that may be out of print or unavailable through the vendors at the library. And so this agreement allows us to get those materials. And now that we're moved back into the new library, we're renewing this agreement.
So that makes me, I wanted to ask, the auditorium is rentable now?
So yes, yeah. So I would just contact the Parks and Recreation Department, and yeah, it is rentable. We're doing the sewer lining project.
Okay.
And then we're also, there's some repair to the floor we're going to have to make just from the library being in there, some minor repairs.
Okay.
So I think as soon as that's done, which I hopefully is very soon. I think we'll be ready to go for that. So I would just check with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Okay. All right. Item 18 is Resolution 2024-22 to approve an amendment to the Interlocal Cooperation Act Agreement, Platte Township, and Fremont West Flood Reduction Improvements.
Yeah, so this is this would get us into the next phase of the Platte Township West Fremont drainage plan that we have going right now. So, we have East Fremont, we have mm-hmm. the Rawhide, and now this would be West. So this, again, is an agreement for that next phase of the project.
Okay. Item 19. Is a motion to approve a cement asphalt excavate worker license application.
This would be for Cargo's Construction LLC, and it'd be cement work.
Item 20 is Resolution 2024-23, authorizing city staff to award, bid, and execute a purchase order with Johnson Services for the sewer lining project for 2023-24.
Yeah. So we had to do an annual sewer lining project. This would be for almost 3,000 feet of sanitary sewer line in Fremont. Total cost is just over $112,000, and awarding that to Johnson Services.
Item 21 is Resolution 2024-26 to receive the City of Fremont Electric System 2023 Integrated Resource Plan.
So the last meeting, we had the presentation about this plan. So at this meeting, we will approve the plan. This is required every 5 years. It's basically a roadmap to ensure Fremont has adequate electrical resources to supply anticipated demand in the future.
Were there any changes really to it or not?
I think overall they thought that we already had a very good mix of generation with our coal plant. We have wind energy. We have solar. Mm-hmm. And so I think they said in the future their recommendation was we may need to look at maybe adding some additional solar. Okay. was a recommendation. And then but they were very, I'd say, impressed with, the mix that we had already. Yeah. So that, which was good.
All right. That's the last of the consent agenda. New business includes item 22, Resolution 2024-14, awarding a design contract for the City of Fremont Police Station and Dispatch Center to Police Facilities Design Group.
Yeah,
wow, exciting stuff.
Yeah, very, really exciting. This is the next step in the process for the new police station, which will be on the block of Military and Main. We announced a partnership with RVR Bank, who's the owner and controls that property. This was about a month ago. And so this is the next step, is to contract with a design group to begin the design. We've had Chief Elliott and Shelley Holzerlin with dispatch, and city staff that interviewed four potential design firms, and again settled on Police Design Group. And so yeah, we're really, really excited to get going on that. So
for sure. Item 23 is Resolution 2024-24, authorizing you, the mayor, to accept a change order request for the Bell Street Viaduct Rehab Project.
Yeah, so I know everyone's kind of wanting to get this Bell Street Viaduct, and no one more than me, I can tell
too,
you.
Yeah.
This would be the second change order. We got into that, and we just found a lot of repair work that had to be done. This was another change order, and just over $46,000. There was additional panels that had to be replaced in the concrete. On the bridge deck and on the kind of outskirts. And so we are looking at still an early summer opening. And I can tell you we're working as quickly as we can. We're working with the contractor, and hopefully this weather can turn around like this and they can get out and really get working on it. So.
Yeah, this weather will definitely help it move forward.
Yep.
Item 24 is Resolution 2024-25 for a declaration of official intent to reimburse certain expenses from the proceeds of the combined utility revenue bonds yet to be issued.
Yeah, so we've started some work in the utility on some capital improvement projects that we intend to bond out. And so this would basically allow us to use those bond proceeds to reimburse kind of some of the general fund dollars that we've already spent.
So. All right, item 25 is Ordinance 5666 to repeal and replace the sewer rate ordinance.
So we, Jeff Shanahan and our utility, have looked at our sewer rates and has determined that we do need to increase those to meet our costs. And so there's in the backup, it shows kind of how we compare to other cities throughout the state, which we're, with this increase, we'd still be very, very, very competitive. Basically only two other cities that would have a lower rate than us. So just basically keeping up with inflation and capital costs. And, the goal in these funds is not to make money. This is a basically covering our costs. So yeah. That's what we're doing here with the sewer ordinance. So.
Yep. And a lot of as you just went through, a lot of sewer lining still going on. When you think 3,000 feet, that's over a half mile.
Yeah. And, it is very important that we maintain our system. I mean, the last thing we want to do is let this stuff go and not maintain it. It's stuff we can't see in the ground, but it's critical to operating in our community.
Yeah, so. It's never fun to have to put monies out for those kind of things, but you have to for infrastructure work.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Item 26 is Resolution 2024-27, approving the 24 Federal Aviation Administration Airport Capital Improvement Plan for...
Yeah, we do this annually. This one has specifically to accelerate our airport layout plan. And then just a reminder, we will be replacing a very large portion of the runway this year. We've already awarded the contract, and so the airport will have to close. So we'll be keeping the public up to date on that. But we're looking at somewhere this spring, it will have to close for a certain period of time. Hopefully, 3 to 4 months, but depending on the construction season. So anyway, that'll be kind of what's going on at the airport right now.
Anytime you do, it seems like the airport projects always take longer because they involve federal and all kinds of different people.
Yes. Anytime you touch an airport, there's about, with the FAA and the State Division of Aeronautics, and it's a process to do that. So, we'll work as quickly as we can, but we have to replace the runway. It was deteriorating and really don't have a working airport if you don't have a runway. So
yeah, for sure.
We just got to, rip the Band-Aid off on some of these things to get done. Kind of like the Bell Street Viaduct,
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Say it now, everybody cringes.
I know.
I know, right?
Public comment, 6:30 tonight. It will be heard. Then 7 o'clock, the meeting begins at 400 East Military. You can also check it out, City of Fremont's website. It'll be right there on YouTube. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.